This recording, Wales 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Out to go to uni when I was 18, and then I went to live, I'm living in a flat in Llanelli, so I went to move up to Carmarthen, and then I moved down to Llanelli, and I live in a flat there. I live about 20 minutes away from the two big cities, so it's really suburban and sort of westernized more. A couple of weeks before I started, because I was going to go be a tattooist, and this guy that I was going to, he's helped me build this portfolio up, and he's if you're going to be a tattooist, you need to do something else that's gonna pay, you know, so you need a real job. So I was right, well, Gaz is gonna do props makers, I like that, I'll go do that. And then it's turned out it's eaten my entire life, and I can't do tattooing or time to draw. I'm like, oh my god, that is sort of put me along a different path. Where we live, it rains. It rained so much the other day. My grandma was telling me that last week or the week before, up in Brecon, by near where I live, 2 old women got swept away down a river because it was raining so much, they died, yeah, that's how much it rains. Some people as well, because when I first got here, my computer broke down, Skype and everything, it was gone, do you know what I mean? So, and then my phone wasn't working, so I was oh my god, I need to use a payphone. And I was going around asking people, where's a payphone? And they were a what? Payphone? I was yeah, a public phone that I need to use, and nobody had a clue. And then back at home, if you want to international dial, I mean, it's all there in the phone box for you how to do it. It was just this little Mexican man, no, 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 no. I was oh my god, I'm never going to be able to phone home ever again. And I still, to this day, I haven't used one of your public bloody phones.